Welcome into Scout and Route on the New York Jets and Minnesota Vikings in a very intriguing matchup, I think, here on the Landry Football Podcast Network. It's Mike White, his first appearance. Looked like played very well, moved the team, and then we'll kind of see where this is going to go. This Vikings team's a really good team. Don't know that they're deep playoff run or Super Bowl contending type. But this is a Jets team that's very good, that is trying to stay in the playoff race, trying to make the right type of moves. Look, at 7-4, they're definitely good enough to make a run at it, get a playoff spot. The quarterback position had to be stabilized. It looks like Mike White has allowed them to do that for how long? Protecting the football, running the football, playing good defense is what's got them to this point. They need good play. Do think that this is going to certainly hurt the long-term future of Zach Wilson, even though they say it won't. They're going to at some point need him to develop into the type of player protecting the football, along with giving him some playmaking ability. But for the short term, I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to make a run at it this year to at least be a playoff team. I don't know that Mike White consistently is where you're going to need to get it at the quarterback position, quite frankly. Got some potential to work the deep ball. That's going to be key in this game going on the road. This Minnesota team has got a defense that's really good, but they have not shown up at a couple of big times this year. Defensive front, their edge rush is pretty good. Like their safeties, they're getting good veteran play from Patrick Peterson. Plays you with good experience in the back end. This Viking team's look a little bit more complete. They've had the better season thus far at 9-2. They're right in the mix when you start looking at playoff contenders. They're right behind the Eagles in terms of home field. So we'll see where this takes it. Big game, because these two teams look like and feel like they have a playoff feel, even though they're in opposite conferences. Got further details on this matchup over at LandryFootball.com. So take advantage of our 50% off sale now that we've got on the front page. Best deal we got going. Subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network, where you can get all of our football shows and content that we have for you. Now, for the route to victory in this game, let's head on over to our Vegas Insider.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and this is the route to victory in betting the New York Jets at Minnesota Vikings. Vikings are a 3-point favorite. They opened at 3.5. It moved quickly and hasn't moved from that 3 all week. 44.5 is the total. We saw it open at 42. It did get as high as 46. ATS records for these teams: the Jets 7-4 overall, 4-1 on the road. Vikings 5-5-1 ATS with a 3-3 home record. Jets have played 7 of their 11 to the under. The Vikings, 6 of their 11 have gone over. AFC-NFC matchup, so the matchup trends, take them with a grain of salt, but the favorite is 1-4 out of the last 5. As for team trends, Jets under in the last 4 following an ATS win. The same goes for the straight-up wins. They've been under in their last 4, and the under in 5 of their last 6 overall. Vikings flip that around. They're trending over heading into this one. Over 4 straight home games versus teams with winning road records, and the over has hit for Kirk Cousins and the Vikings in 5 of their last 6 games played in December. Of course, Mike White is the league darling right now. Zach Wilson sitting on the bench, and Mike White the big win last week. Running back Michael Carter questionable with an ankle injury in this one for the Jets. They've been banged up at that position all year long. Money and the tickets are both on the Vikings on this one, and I can see why. I had this one Vikings by 5 heading into the week before the lines were released. It came out at 3.5. I thought that was good value, and it's at 3. I'm on the 3. Feels obvious, but we all know obvious isn't necessarily the best play in the league. Mike White, I'm sorry. Prove me wrong. Vikings were resting Sunday. They got to see Mike White in action, so I'll take Minnesota minus the 3 here. No play on the total. Jets defense is very good. Mike White, still not sure what to expect. We've seen a lot of movement on that number up, but not enough to convince me to take either side with this matchup. More NFL matchups as well as NBA matchups and top college games, including the conference championship week. You can find that on the Sports Betting Stack. Just search Sports Betting Stack, Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Jay Lloyd, and this has been The Route to Victory in betting the New York Jets and Minnesota Vikings.